And we are up to Simin Yud Ches and Hilchas Tzitzis, and we'll be doing all three Sifim. Mechaber begins, Laila loves Zman Tzitzisu. Nighttime is not Zman Tzitzis. Da'am it is excluded. Mi Ur Isem Oso. The Pasuk says Ur Isem Oso, which comes to exclude wearing tzitzis, the need for wearing tzitzis, at a time that's not made for seeing, which means the night. So, the Mechaver brings a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam Shita is that whatever you wear at night, regardless of what kind of clothing it is nighttime itself that is Patra from tzitzis. Whereas, the Rush is Shita is that it makes no difference whether it's day or night. What counts is, what is this clothing made for? If we're dealing with clothing that is meant to be worn by day, then that is chayiv. Whereas ksus laila, clothing that is meant to be worn at night, that is putter from the mitzvah of tzitzis. What is the actual halacha? So the Rama says, v'sofik brachis lahakel. The halacha is that we are makel in either direction, meaning we are not allowed to make a bracha either if you wear a ksus laila bayom, or if you're wearing a ksus yom balaila. In either case, we would not make a bracha misafik. Now, the only time you do make a brach, ein levarach alav el kshalovesh bayom v'miyuchid gam ken layom, unless you're wearing a ksus yom bayom. So first, let us define a ksus yom versus a ksus laila, and then we can define day and night. Ksus yom as opposed to ksus laila does not mean something that is meant to be worn only by day. Ksus yom is something that is made to be worn also by day. That means the only time that the rush would hold that a beged is patur from tzitzis is if that beged is meant to be worn at night only. But a beged that is meant to be worn by day as well, the halacha would be the chayiv midaraisa to put tzitzis on it, and according to the rush, we make a bracha on it even at night. Now comes the other question, which is with regard to defining day and night. Now the day and night here is not mentioned in the pasuk in the form of yom and laila. It's mentioned in the form of ur isem also, the time for seeing. So the Magen Avraham is mechadesh that the zman here is not a matter of till shkiyas hachama. As soon as the sun sets, the day is over, and therefore you couldn't make a bracha. His claim is that from shkiyah until tzeisik hachavim, what we call bein hashmashas, twilight, is still considered the zman ri'iyah. It is still a zman for seeing. And as opposed to that, and as a result of that, one would actually make a bracha, even bein hashmashas, if he puts on his tzitzis. Now, lahalacha, there are many cholkim on the Magen Avraham. The Mishneh Berurah holds lahalacha that although bein hashmashas, one would not make a bracha on his tzitzis, if we're not sure if it's bein hashmashas. So if you're talking about a question of, is this before shkiyah, is it not before shkiyah? In many cities, there are different shitas of when shkiyah sachama actually is. So if you're left with a suffix, if it is shkiyah or not, it may be broad daylight, it may be bein hashmashas. In such a case, you can still make a bracha on the tzitzis, this is the halacha, according to everybody. So, a ksus yom is chayav b'tzitzis, even balayla misafik, and a ksus laila is chayav in tzitzis bayom misafik, but we don't make a bracha on them, but they need tzitzis. So that you cannot wear a ksus laila by day without putting tzitzis on it, but you wouldn't make a bracha on it. And similarly, your regular tzitzis that are ksus yom, they're made to be worn by day as well, you cannot wear them at night without tzitzis, but you would not have to make a bracha on them. The one leniency that we do hold of lamaisa, even though we do require tzitzis at night too, the one leniency we do allow for is the Mishneh Berurah says that when a shatz is putting on a talis at night, even though by day before he puts it on, he should check the tzitzis to make sure they're kosher, by night he doesn't have to. There he could be makel, that since, according to the Rambam, Laila Lazman tzitzis, he does not have to check that the tzitzis are whole and not torn. Now, other than that, with regard to wearing tzitzis at night, the halacha is that you don't go and put on a talis at night needlessly. A shliach tzibur who wears a talis at night is supposed to, because that is very much called for. But otherwise, you don't go putting it on in a way that you're putting yourself you're putting yourself in a suffix. There's this talk in the postkim where people wear a talis on a tainis tzibur from mincha, that they should remove the talis before barchu, before night, so that no one should think that they made a bracha on it at night. This does not seem to be the minhag with regard to Marav on Yom Kippur night, meaning the night Matzoy Yom Kippur, where people continue to wear the talus from Mincha by day. It would seem that there everybody understands you're wearing it all day and you didn't just put it on. But in the case of a tainis, for those who are knowing to wear a talus, there he says to take it off before Baruch Hu. Another thing, with regard to Laila, what happens if people daven Mariv early? So what happens if it's really still day, but you've davened Mariv? The Ramos says that you should not make a bracha on your tzitzis, even though it's still day. Since you've already called it night by davening Mariv, you can no longer make a bracha on your tzitzis. You wear them, and you're chayav with tzitzis, but you cannot make a bracha on them. Next, Siv Beis. Yes, by the way, the Ramah does mention that on Yom Kippur night, you have to make sure if you're going to make a bracha on your talus, that you put it on before night. It means for Kol Nidre, when you put your talus on, make sure it is still daytime, it is before Shkia. Siv Beis, Sedinim, sheets. Af al pi shodom yoshin behem baboker, even though you end up sleeping in them by day two, unless you get up before daybreak, you end up sleeping on your sheets even by day. Ein matilim behem tzitzis. And the same thing is if you take a nap by day, you're using your sheets. Your sheets have four corners. Still, he says that we do not put tzitzis on them. The question is, why not? So there are two opinions as to why not, and that really goes back to the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, it is really made for Laila, since the normal time to sleep is by night. Anything made to sleep in is considered a ksus Laila. So even though you take a nap by day, the general time for sleeping is night. We would call our sheets, our blankets, we would call them all ksus Laila. And therefore, according to the Rosh, they're put. The question is, what do you do with the Rambam? According to the Rambam, one would have to say that since these are not really clothing, they're not made to be worn. It's just that you sleep on them or you wrap yourself in them, but you don't really wear them as clothing. It's considered ha'alah, placing it on yourself, as opposed to wearing it, and therefore it is pater from tzitzis. Nevertheless, there are those who say that really they are chayiv b'tzitzis. Meaning, if we follow the Rambam, that even iksus laila is chayiv bayom, and we are to say that the definition of wearing is anything that actually warms you, In that case, sheets and blankets, if they have four corners, and they generally do, would be chayiv betzitzis. As a result of that, the Magen Avraham says that you should round off one corner of your sheets or blankets. The Mishnah Berurah is medayik that he was only referring to a beged of tzemer, meaning a blanket made of wool. Whereas if it is made of any other material, then you would not have to round off the edge. So that if you're talking about sheets, which are generally not wool, or even blankets, if they are not wool, there would be no chumrah of the Magen Avraham of rounding off the edge. Which now brings us to Siv Gimel. Me'emai sayim avarech ala tzitzis b'shachar. We discussed how late in the day you're allowed to make a bracha on your tzitzis. How early in the day can you make a bracha on your tzitzis? B'shachar mishiyakar ben chelesh sheba lolovin sheba. The Zman Re'iya is defined by when you can discern between the Tcheles in Tzitzis and the Lovan in Tzitzis, between the colors blue and white. This is also, the Mishnah Berurah mentions, this is also the Zman the Gemara describes as when you could recognize a friend that you know, it's not your best friend, but someone that you do know, an acquaintance, that you could recognize him four amos away. At that point, you can already make a bracha on your Tzitzis, and not before that. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, "Vim lav shel me'alos ha'shachar ve'elach." If you want to put your tzitzis on from alos ha'shachar, yesh omrim de'mavarach alav. There are those who say that you make a bracha on it. That's alos ha'shachar. Alos ha'shachar in the Gemara is a dalad milin or 72 minutes before Netzachama, which is quite early. According to the Ramah, you can make a bracha already from then, from daybreak. V'chein noagim, and that is the minhag. The Gra argues with the Ramah and follows the Mechaber, and that seems to be the way the Poskim Paskin, but the Mishnah Berurah does say, if someone accidentally made a bracha on his talus before the Zman that he could recognize a friend or tell the difference between blue and white from four amos away, then he should not make another bracha. Since according to the Ramah, that was Mutar L'Chatchila. According to the Ramah, it was Mutar L'Chatchila to make a bracha from Alos HaShachar. By the way, there should really be another reason why you wouldn't have to make another bracha, since according to the Rosh, your talis is a ksus yom, and it's chayiv even balayla. So according to him, you were yotz already with your bracha. So if someone made a bracha before the zman, the halacha is yotz. However, we wait for the zman that you could recognize a friend, someone who's not too close a friend, but a friend that you do know, an acquaintance, from within four amas. The Rama then goes on and says, Vim lav sho kodem lachin, kagom beslichis. What is the halacha if you put your talis on before that? For example, in the nights of slichis, say the shliach tzibur is supposed to wear a talis. Lo yivarech alav, you would not make a bracha on it. Ukeshiyor hayom yimash mishpel v'yivarech. When day comes, you should touch it and make a bracha. And this is the minag, that if you put your talis on early, then you'll make sure to pick up the tzitzis and then make a bracha on them. So the zman for tzitzis is the zman of re'iyah. It is not totally in yom v'layla. The zman re'iyah in the morning begins with when you can recognize an acquaintance from within four amas, and it goes all the way till shkiyas achama, till bein hashmashes, according to the Magen Avraham, even including bein hashmashes. But we would not make a bracha once you know that the shkiyah has already come, unless you have a suffix of it shkiyah, and then you can make a bracha at that point too.